It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Over the past 2 weeks, art lovers have been visiting studios throughout Sonoma County. Art Trails, which organizes the visits, was about to start 2 years ago when the Tubbs Fire raced through Santa Rosa. Artist Bill Gittins was ready to display several hundred of his paintings and prints, but lost them all to the flames. As he explained to KRCB News Director Steve Mencher, this year he's back in a new studio, and among the works on sale was one featuring the brilliant yellow mustard plants that grow in vineyards here every winter and early spring.
Now, this is many people's favorite times of year. I suspect someone's going to come in the store, see the mustard, and say, I got to have that because...
Well, that's the hope. Yeah, that would be the hope.
Is this similar or exactly the same to the work that was in your home when it burned?
Yeah, very, very similar. I've had people comment that there seems to be more color to it.
More color, and perhaps a bit more urgency to the pastoral landscapes. There's also something new in his conversations with his wife. Perhaps one of them will talk about something that's gone, as if it hadn't burned up in the fires.
And so now we kind of developed this little joke between ourselves, and a lot of our friends have picked up on it. And it's sort of like, oh yeah, that was BF, before fire.
Surrounded by his art, Bill Gittins has a few words for people to his north who are a year behind in healing from their own deadly and destructive wildfires.
You know, we are survivors. You know, I think that was one of the first things that we learned, that we weren't victims, we were survivors. And so that is a 180-degree shift that was pretty critical.
The little orchard mostly made it. Isn't this gate just beautiful?
More than 100 miles away, tucked in a canyon, two of those survivors are meeting with a group of contractors in the campfire burn scar. With debris removal nearly complete, they're one of the last to have their property cleaned up.
It's a remarkable place. That's Wild Mountain up there.
That's what this ranch was named after, is Wild Mountain, and it gets pretty wild out here sometimes.
Surrounded by forests and creeks, Mary Jarski and Jerry Roseborough describe their home of 20 years as a place teeming with life. Now there's nothing salvageable left, but Mary says even so, thinking about removing the ashen remains makes her feel strangely emotional.
You know, I guess we've grown accustomed to even just the debris of our home and our homestead here. And now to think that, okay, this is it. It's going to be gone pretty soon. And the whole anniversary thing coming up is making it feel sort of bigger too, I think.
Mary says she's been through many different feelings throughout the year. At the seven-month mark, even feeling like she should be fine.
And I wasn't fine. So even driving up here today, you think like if we'd had a call an hour ahead of time, the car would have looked different when I left.
It would have been filled with more of the things they lost and loved, like a drawing her grandson made after a previous fire they lived through in 2008.
It would have been so easy for me to pick that up. Why didn't I just pick that picture? I would have had a piece of his art. No, it's you can't do it.
Instead, they focus on the fact that they're still alive and on their future.
Just being here is really difficult for both of us. But if we're away from here, we're thinking about what we need to do for today and tomorrow, that one step at a time forward and not looking back.
Because while they are going to rebuild in Concow, it won't be at the ranch.
There's no way we can reconcile our future and our past. I don't think we have to. We've grown from it. I don't have any crystal ball, but I know it's going to be beautiful again out here.
This story is part of a series dedicated to the anniversaries of the Tubbs and Campfires, produced by KRCB and North State Public Radio. To learn more, visit norcalpublicmedia.org/oneyearapart.